1, 2, 3, 4.
5, 6, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
On Christmas Eve, a very special Inner Side Christmas hosted by Scooter, along with former KPFT programmer and man about the farm, the legendary Hell Pope Huey, formerly Archbishop Huey, formerly Bishop Huey, formerly Monsignor Huey, and at one point it was just Baby Huey, long time ago. Also featuring Harley Davis, assisting America's number one savior, taking phone calls on the telephone, answering prayers and questions about theology with uncanny historical truthiness. And there will also be heartfelt music, inspirational storytelling, special moments, and sharing in a festive gift wrap of biblical cannon fire and terrifying swaddle. A coast-to-coast celebration of naked idolatry that matches any fashionable accessory for Christmas Eve on KPFT Houston. Shameless.
As far as all of the, you know, of the scandal, you know, the worldwide scandal surrounding the program, I just want to say this, that, you know, I would like to be like Mahatma Gandhi. You know, it is Pacifica. I would like to be like Martin Luther King, but I am the commander-in-chief of the Inner Side Radio program, so I have the safety of the listeners to think about.
You know Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King, so many peaceniks of which we could sing, but do you recall the most famous peacenik of all? Barack, the Peace Prize winner, made a speech in Oslo town. Some people really liked it, but it really brought me down. Barack, the Peace Prize winner, said we have to go to war, but he did not convince me what we have to go there for. He'll have 100,000 troops in Afghanistan, while he ups his secret war there in Pakistan. Barack, the Peace Prize winner, spends $1 million per troop. He said he'd end the war. Now I think that we got duped. Barack, the Peace Prize winner, says that 9/11 rules. And cause he wants to wage war, there's no money left for schools. Barack becomes the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize. He says he's a man of peace, but I think he's telling lies. He should give that Nobel Prize back from whence it came. Now we're in an endless war, he put that prize to shame. Barack, the Peace Prize winner, made a speech in Oslo town. Some people really liked it, but it really brought me down.
And Lord's a leaping.
I bet he likes the monkeys more than the Beatles, can you please explain? 60th vote, he makes me choke. This all seems to be one cosmic joke. Lieberman, Lieberman, whatever he says, they always give in. Lieberman, Lieberman, whatever he says, they always give in.
Hi, little girl.
I want the poor and the rich to all be covered for any contingency. I want to spend less time in a waiting room. Those doctors should be glad to see me. I want doctors who treat me without a bill, for which I needed arithmetic. But mostly I don't want to die. I don't even want to get sick. I want free chocolate bars in every hospital. And the medicine should taste like pumpkin pie. And a real happy pill would really fit the bill. There should be an endless supply. I want all the calories that I can ever eat to never, never stick. But mostly I don't want to die. I don't even want to get sick. But mostly I don't want to die. I don't even want to get, don't even want to get, I don't even want to get sick.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul with a corncob pipe and a button nose and a fire made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, let's say. He was a little fool, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk alley bound, for when they placed it on his head, he began. The Snowman was alive as he could be. And the children played in the same
they shine. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pine till he appeared. And the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope. The weary world rejoices. For yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
You know, it was a divine event.
is the all-time Christmas classic right there.
Yes.
Very inspirational. And let's see here.
For the tear to my eye.
Welcome to a very special Christmas Eve on Innerside Radio. Nice, nice jingle bells. My name is Scooter, and in the studio with me is Harley Davis.
Mayhem.
Harley Davis Mayhem?
No, Mayhem, not Harley.
Mayhem, not Harley? Harley, Mayhem, Arky?
Mayhem, Arky.
Arky is very Old Testament.
Ugh.
She's in the studio. She's representing the next generation.
Yes.
Third generation of Davises on KPFT. Grandma, Mom, Dr. Davis. All in on this. So be sure to stay tuned in a little while. At the top of the hour, Jesus Christ will be on the phone to answer your phone calls, questions, last-minute wishes, and, well, you know the drill. Barry Crimmins will be the opening act for Jesus Christ. Ironically, I might add, Barry has been active in comedy, politics, and show business for many, many years and has had the opportunity to serve as opening act for thousands of performers, mountains of talents with buckets of dignity who thought they were Jesus Christ. But right here tonight, the first time, it's the real thing, opening for Jesus. Barry, how do you feel about that?
Scooter, I couldn't hear you at all. Are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Oh, it's a miracle. It's a Christmas Eve miracle. It's a miracle because I remained faithful and I could hear nothing. But I imagined that a Savior would come, and there you were. Fall on your knees!
Here we are.
How do I get a copy of that number?
That's good. That's on the Internet. It's called O Holy Night, Worst Ever.
Okay. O Holy Night, Worst Ever.
Yeah, that's...
Best ever.
That's been floating around since cassette tapes.
I don't know how I missed that one, but that's a winner right there. I'm in the mood. My uncle Bung is here. He's happy about it. You bet I'm happy about it. Bring the boys in here. I'll beat them with a board. So we're all happy here about being able to hear that. But is there a guy? I mean, what is his name? What's the artist's name?
No, it's anonymous. It's anonymous.
You know, I mean, that's a true act of faith.
Yeah,
and that really is. And that's the kind of thing that makes Christmas so special.
It is.
So is that Stacy? Who am I on with?
This is Stacy's daughter, Harley Arkham.
Hello,
Harley.
Mayhem Arky.
Mayhem Arky.
Hello.
Arky.
She's Arky tonight.
Any relation to Arky Vaughn? No, that's an old baseball player. Never mind. So I hope you're having a beautiful Christmas. How's the weather down there in Houston?
Oh, it's kind of hot to go hunting, but we've been throwing rocks at squirrels.
Well, we have we've just finished 7 weeks of hunting season here, and I live in the middle of a state forest in the southern tier of upstate New York, and I believe we have the most hunting season of any place in the continental United States
outside of Afghanistan.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Although we may have a few more weapons, but you need automatic weapons for deer because they attack in waves. So we just finished several weeks. They have the National Wounders Association leads off with bow season, and then you have regular rifles and shotguns for 3 weeks, and then it's muzzle loaders. And then I believe it's catapults, chemical weapons, and then the bow hunters come back again when they have actually brought you back to. It's the only weapons that are left because there's so much devastation that you're actually returned to prehistoric times.
Are you still using mustard gas when they dig trenches?
Deer? I think that one of the deer was killed with mustard gas. And my dog Letty went out for the first night. She got to run around a little bit. She and her sister Lou ran off and dined on the fetid intestines of a deer that had died early in the campaign of 2009.
Yummy.
And I don't know if you've ever been awakened by an odor, but Letty got a little sick. I was awakened. I have a delicate, I noticed things, and I knew there was a problem. I woke up, Karen was there, Lou, her sister, was there. So this immediately, and there's a really bad smell coming from somewhere, this immediately made Letty, a dog of interest. And so I went downstairs, and it's just this kind of, you know, perfect, you know, kind of Christmas week story to really get you in the mood for the holidays. And when I got, as I got further and closer to the first floor, my eyes began watering and my stomach began to churn from this odor. And as I got near Letty, there she was. I turned on the light, and glistening was about a gallon of the most noxious
biological fluid, weapon.
Yes, you know, barf, as we like to call it at times, that you've ever seen. And, you know, nothing like starting the day with a good lunch. So I said, oh, poor Letty, and the fumes got to me, and then I immediately got a, you know, I had to run into the bathroom and sympathy puke. you know, I felt like a tuning fork that had been calibrated in hell. And then I came out again and leaned over and actually petted her, and then I got way too close, and I had to take one more lap back, and then I arranged sort of a bandana thing, and then I had to do this, you know, a lot of activity to get her, you know, sort of cleaned up and out of the way. And, you know, I told her, you know, she didn't want to go outside, and there was really no need for her to go outside because there could be, like, nothing left in her. So I sent her upstairs and told her to give her mom a kiss for me. she was sleeping through this, and then I spent the rest of it. And the odor was so bad. I mean, what happened was, I mean, like, she literally puked fecal matter that's been rotting in the intestines of a dead animal for, like, 5 or 6 weeks. When that has been partially digested by a dog for about 5 hours and then upchuck, that I challenge you to find anything much worse than that. I really, that's the kind of thing, you know, you would serve if, like, Dick Cheney came.
We could work on it. I'm not sure if we could, you know, do it on the
air. I don't think you're going to limbo underneath that one. I, you know, try as you might. But, you know, again, it was a miracle. She bounced right back. She felt fine. And then it turned out her sister Lou had been in on it, too, but it was only coming out in, you know, in other expressions with her, so I take them outside. And that same sort of telltale odor permeated. It was like the Seinfeld smell thing, but, like, way worse. So I came in the house. I had to open all the windows up, and it was, like, 10 degrees. And I was thinking about fans. But then the wind picked up, and it was actually snowing in the living room. So I'm sitting here at 4 a.m. It's snowing in my living room, and so I just turned into the skid and dialed up Bing Crosby and played a little White Christmas on the iPod and laughed it off. So that's my happy holiday tale that I, you know, I'll be telling you every Christmas Eve for as long as I'm around, and then I hope others carry on and remember to tell the story of the night of the fetid deer intestine vomit.
Well, that's great.
And I just wanted to spread that, you know, to you and yours on this very and most holiest of evenings.
Barry,
on your knees.
That's one of the things I like about Barry. He keeps it. He doesn't do any crotch humor.
No, I'm not a pee pee caca guy generally, but I mean, you know, I paid for that joke, mister. I paid the hard way for that joke. My God, I'm still, you know, I'll tell you one thing, I've laid off the Christmas cookies for a couple of days because I didn't want to lose them, so.
See, that's why hunting with mustard gas is much better because,
oh,
you know, it's preservative.
Oh.
And the meat becomes seasoned, too, so you don't,
you know. I really wish you could come up here some year for hunting season and meet some of the geniuses we have in this region. You know, I know a lot of times, you know, they'll put a little bit of a twang accent on the folks to imply ignorance as some sort of stupid stereotype, but Jesus Christ, there! I tell you, you can talk to go upstate New York guy, and you can, goddamn, you know, dumber than a pile of rocks, and you know, Jesus Christ. So you know, and I mean, they're so awful; they force you to do terrible things like defend Obama. So it's really, you know, it's been a tough several weeks here, but we've come out the other end, and you know, Christmas is in the morning, and boy, I'm just happy to have made it. And a new year's coming, and boy, I think things are going to get a lot better. The economy just seems poised to turn a corner, you know, because the key to keeping the economy good is continue. We need for another two or three generations to drive wages down and not acknowledge that at all or even consider that to be anything to do with the economy. And so long as we can do that, I think we'll be able to continue to find ways to blame workers for the problems with America.
That is the inspirational thought for the evening, Barry. Thanks for joining us this evening and lifting
God
our spirits.
Well, you know, and yours, and lucky, happy Magic Sky God birth tonight. I hope that the magic mist comes into your home and the sky god luckiness visits your family. And I hope that your superstitions lead you to a wonderful life of imposing bizarre rituals upon your children and cause them to become repressed sexual criminals.
Thank you, Barry.
Thank you.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
And good night. Well, stay tuned for Jesus Christ. The people that are calling, Jesus will be at the top of the hour, about 10 minutes after the top of the hour. So stay tuned for that. He will be taking your phone calls. Until then, please kick back and enjoy the soothing tones, musical stylings, and inspirational panderings of Arkansas's own Help Help Huey.
Yummy.
No.
And I want a pony and a fire truck and a spaceship and a real-life Iron Man suit and a 10-speed and a 50-gig iPod and a motorcycle and a grand piano and a serious methadone Jones and four bad marriages that left me a shriveled husk and a comfy fleece-lined coffin with Elvis and some angels painted inside the lid. Amen. Ho, ho, ho. Santa's feeling randy, so no loose jokes about going up the chimney and stuff, okay, you little heathens? Okay. Merry Christmas, kids. Father Huey is back to explain why the world is going to hell on an Amtrak flatbed that should have been in Atlanta 3 days ago, and why I have a plastic Kang and Kodos overseeing a rubber Jesus on a platter on top of my TV. Right, like that would mean anything more to you than a blueprint for the Hadron Collider. Bah! Pull that rancid ham hock out of your mouth and take note of what a socialist dunghole it is in which we are celebrating the birth of our Lord. I'm sorry. Scooter asked me not to mix metaphors first thing, but half his brain is made up of old ShamWows that are trying to soak up about, say, 40 years worth of vodka, crank, and ether. So taking him seriously is like trying to get Grandpa Simpson to explain, say, recombinant DNA to people who think Glenn Beck has Jesus' personal cell phone number. On a lighter note, I loosely expect to live long enough to see the next full cycle of superhero movies. Yay. Too bad we don't have any real superheroes, but even if we did, lawyers would decide everything that mattered the most, and they'd be hamstrung to crappin' Yika and back. Even Superman can't break free of red tape, but Icon has cheeseburger. For a while yet, anyway, until there's nothing left but Twinkies and roadkill chili fries. By the way, despite the legends, Twinkies do have an expiration date, so the ones from 1972 are a no-go. Okay, break out that Heartbuster holiday grub and let's eat! Here we go! 1, 2, 3, 4!
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17!
I'd wake up and I'd be nothing.
I'd wake up and it'd be nothing.
Meanwhile, the other guy, vainglorious in his shimmering chainmail toga, perches high on Eden's wall, swinging his milky white schoolboy legs, sipping lukewarm honey water, and whistling off key. Yep, that's our creator.
For the second best in drugs and sex, it's Dr. X Secondhand Drugstore.
There's something stuck up in the chimney and I don't know what it is, but it's been there all night long. Well, I waited up for Santa all Christmas night, but he never came, and it don't seem right that there's something in the chimney and it doesn't make a sound, but I wish you a Merry Christmas.
When football's over and the beer's gone,
tell me where my friends go.
When TV set no longer turns
tell
on,
tell me where my friends go.
In the hall, there is a story of the kids. Old Bob Dog stole my gal and 20 chickens, and I want them chickens back.
There is nothing I can do. Now that I am feeling blue, but chase those little rainbows in my soul.
Song was pretty white.
And I'll tell you something else, too. The same thing goes for Christmas.
Gee, thank you very much, lady. Thank you. God bless you, lady. Thank you. Oh, pardon me, sir. You, yeah. Come here, fella. Say, listen, fella.
Have you heard the word of God today?
Oh, well, that's all right, fella.
For it is written, open up your heart and the Lord will come unto you.
Sure, partner. Sure, I believe you.
He can save your soul, sir.
Yes, excuse me, partner.
You know, before,
pardon me, sir.
I was all messed up on drugs. But since I found the Lord, now I'm all messed up on the Lord.
Yeah, I can see that.
He can help you, too. Have you talked to Jesus lately?
Oh, sure. I talked to him this morning.
He would like to hear from you, sir.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll write him a letter. Listen, I got to go.
For it is written, suffer the little children to come unto me.
Yeah, I read that.
For thine is the kingdom of heaven.
You don't say.
Yes, sir. Jesus saves, you know.
Yeah, well, I believe that. Sure. I love him, too. Sure. Yeah. Excuse me, sir. Say, listen. Come here, partner. Yeah, you. Come here. Say, listen. I'm Father Damien. I'm collecting for the missionary church over in the islands here. I wonder if you can give me a quarter, sir. Please. Thank you very much, sir. Hey, gee, thank you. Jesus loves you, sir. Jesus loves you. Pardon me, sir. Have you heard the word of God lately? Yeah. Say, listen. Jesus loves. Oh, thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Oh, show me the way to the next whiskey bar.
Oh, don't ask why. No, don't ask why.
For we must find the next whiskey bar. Or if we don't find the next whiskey bar,
I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die.